Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 3rd, 2013. It is not May the 4th, but it will be with you tomorrow. Last week at the box office, Pain and Gain was number one with $20.2 million. It was followed by Oblivion, $17.8 million. 42, $10.7 million. $42 million would have been funnier. The Big Wedding, $7.6 million. I don't even know what that is. And The Croods rounded out the top five with $6.7 million. Next up on the Entertainment Earth Podcast, we have What's New This Week? Iron Man 3, The Iceman, and other movies nobody will talk about next week. Iron Man 3 opened overseas last week and has already passed $300 million, which is not bad at all. A Fantastic Four reboot is in the works. Director Josh Trank. Michael B. Jordan is rumored for Johnny Storm, Human Torch, and I don't think I've heard any other casting rumors yet, but that sounds like a good start. Natalie Portman is going to try to play Lady Macbeth alongside Michael Fassbender in a new version of the movie based on Macbeth, or the Scottish movie. Director Neil Blomkamp of District 9 fame has a new movie coming out called Chappie with Charlton Copley, and there's a funny robot in there somewhere, so that should be good. On sale at Entertainment Earth. We have many sales this week. Get free shipping on in-stock items that are $99 or more. Also, buy one Lego set, get a second of your choice for 20% off, including the Fancy Pants new Iron Man 3 sets, which include Iron Man and at least three or more Lego pieces. Generally a lot more. Find them at entertainmentearth.com today. In toy news, Man of Steel orders and pre-orders are up now. Movie Masters singles have largely sold out. Cases are still available. 3¾-inch action figures, roleplay, and other items are up. The smaller guys have ridiculously fun slash funny accessories. One Superman has a torn-off car door he can hold like a shield, and another one has a motorcycle you can rip in half. It's neat. I haven't bought any yet, but I'm really close to caving in, just because that's just too weird not to pick up. It's time to go vote on OMFG Series 4. It's happening now on the OctoberToys.com forums. There's 147 awesome choices. I voted for my top 5, and it's killing me that I couldn't vote for 10, because there were a lot of really good ones. And there's more than 10, but I mean, there were 10 really good ones. I won't say which ones, because I don't want to offend anybody, but they're very good. You gotta go check it out. Voting ends May 24th. The Twitter feed for TF Yuki in Japan has pictures of G1 Metroplex from Transformers, along the new ones, with some Cybertron Legends of Cyberverse figures. I can't read my notes, and I know what I'm talking about. What is this? They have Legends figures on Metroplex. It shows just how small the old Metroplex is and how incredibly big the new Metroplex is. Really big. Remarkable stuff. Pre-orders will go up soon. At C2E2, Diamond Select Toys showed off its new Universal Select action figures, most of which are coming in 2014. They're like Universal Monsters action figures, meeting Marvel Select articulation. It's awesome. Son of Frankenstein, the Mole People, and the Creature from the Black Lagoon are coming late next year. Thank you very much to Sean Clayton for providing photos and letting me know about those. Mattel confirmed most of its SDCC exclusives this week, including a Masters of the Universe Classics Stondar and Rock On 2-pack. The first several convention reveals also include diecast Battlestar Galactica vehicles and a Hot Wheels car packaged in an arcade machine. Hasbro confirmed the first Black Series exclusive at San Diego will be Boba Fett with Han Solo and Carbonite, as previously rumored slash confirmed. It is $44.99. New arrivals this week include the Superman 31-inch Man of Steel action figure from Jack's Pacific. It is really big, and it's not that expensive. There will also be other 31-inch action figures from Jack's Pacific this year, including a Clone Trooper in 501st, and Shock Trooper markings, and, of course, Darth Vader. I've already been nagging him about Boba Fett as long as I've known about this line, so let's hope. New pre-orders include the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe Filmation Bust. It's really neat. He's got the Pageboy haircut and everything. A Fifth Element movie police car vehicle statue. It's based on the flying cars from the classic film. Police teacher Hatsuhō Kazami suntan version statue. The figure has tan markings and the swimsuit is removable. And we also add the new Biff Bang Pow Star Trek Original Series Fine Art Shot Glasses set. You get the Menagerie, Assignment Earth, Spock's Brain, and Requiem for Methuselah all in one fancy package. There are 9 other sets, and they are all great. And there's also art prints and other items available, but the shot glasses are really nice and useful. Who doesn't have a need for shot glasses? You can put pencils in there, or M&Ms, or shots. Anyway, that's all I've got for this week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Check out our other podcasts. This is Adam Paula signing off. Follow us on Twitter, especially on Tumblr, on Fancy Something, and BookTube, and MyFace, and all of these things. We're there. We're everywhere. Thanks for listening. See you next time.